All right, let's go now back to the phone. Attorney General Pam Bondi.
Hi, Carson. How are you?
Well, congratulations are in order.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a great night in Florida. We're thrilled. So we've got a lot more work to do, though.
And a lot more election watching tonight. We're not quite sure who's going to be in the governor's mansion for the next 4 years. Are you surprised it's this close?
Oh, I am. Rick Scott's going to be our governor for the next 4 years. He's brought over 600,000 jobs to our state, and we are confident that our great governor is going to pull it out tonight for all of us.
Amendment 2, the medical marijuana amendment, has apparently been defeated. The Associated Press has called that didn't quite meet the 60%.
Thank goodness. Amendment 2 is defeated.
Oh, so
good. We're just getting the numbers now. I didn't even realize that. So,
many of your critics, and by the way, I'm joined here in the studio with by USF Political Science Professor John Bertoland. Many of your critics say the big thing that has bothered them about you is your opposition to same-sex marriage. Have you stated a preference for or against? What's your personal stance on same-sex marriage?
My stance is that I follow the law. And when I was sworn in as Florida's 37th Attorney General, I put my hand on a Bible, I raised the other hand, and I swore to uphold the Constitution of the state of Florida. And that's what I'm doing. I spoke about it tonight in my acceptance speech, and I said there are good people on both sides of this issue. This is a legal question. I am not a Supreme Court justice. That's why we have a separation of powers in our state, and this issue must be determined by the courts. The U.S. Supreme Court should have taken it, yet they didn't. So now we've asked that it be expedited to the Florida Supreme Court, so we'll have finality on the issue.
Ms. Bondi, give us a sense of what your second term will look like. You've focused so far on pill mills, human trafficking. Where are we with those issues? What's the next step, and what else might we expect?
Well, thanks for asking. You know, identity theft is rampant, of course, throughout our country. So we just passed a data breach bill that we'll be working very diligently on to protect all of our consumers. We just formed a council on human trafficking that I will be chairing for the next 3 years. And I'm thrilled about that. It's a 15-member council. And we will make Florida a zero-tolerance state for human trafficking because we rank third in the calls to the National Human Trafficking Hotline. So we're working very hard on that. We're going to continue to protect our consumers. We're going to go after Medicaid fraud. My wheels spin constantly, you know, with new technology. Technology is amazing, but our children are being abducted off the internet. Our children are being bullied on the internet. Some kids are even committing suicide based on being bullied on the internet. And that's just something that we have got to stop in our state. So you're going to be hearing a lot more about that from me in the next 4 years.
Now, when you first took office 4 years ago, a lawsuit that began under your predecessor, Bill McCollum, was against the Affordable Care Act. You were known for pushing back on the ACA, not really hearing a lot from Republicans nationwide on repeal of Obamacare. Are you as emotionally tied into this time around? Are you still?
I spoke about it tonight, and I said that it's a disaster. Many believe it's a disaster. Even one of our most liberal newspapers called it the lie of the year. You know, people are being laid off their jobs. Health care has gone up. Sure, it's been a tough ride for our country having to deal with Obamacare, but we have to go now. We have a room of hundreds of people, and thank you for having me on your show. And God bless the state of Florida and our country.
All right, Attorney General Pam Bondi in Tampa tonight, the winner again for a second 4 years, as declared by the AP and I guess Craig Kopp. All the numbers are in, and she has little doubt that she's going to be heading back to Tallahassee.
There is no doubt whatsoever, and she was in the lead from the beginning of the tallies of all the votes around the state.